One thing we should talk about is the deal with DoorDash. Tell me about this.
Yeah, it's a new program for the UP and for us. It's really making sure that everybody has basic essentials and food. And so we've partnered up with DoorDash to make that delivery from pantry or food distributions to get people what they need that otherwise don't have the job flexibility or transportation. We know living in the UP, transportation's not the easiest to get sometimes. So we don't want people to go without food if that's the barrier.
So Ride United. So tell me how this works.
So what people do, they reach out to the pantry that they would usually work with or the one closest to them. And if it's a participating pantry, then they will take the delivery request for items. They'll box them up, and we work with DoorDash kind of as an in-between to set up a delivery driver to come and pick up the goods from the pantry and get it delivered free for anyone in need. So it makes it really nice. It, like I say, it takes that transportation barrier down so everybody can get what they need.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, Andrew, is everybody knows who's used DoorDash that, you know, if a gallon of milk and a loaf of bread costs $6 if you go to the store, it'll cost you $10 if you use DoorDash.
Right, yeah, and this is no cost. This is something, you know, we've partnered with DoorDash. It's part of DoorDash's just community outreach that they really want to help local communities around the country. And we've been pushing for this for years, and finally we're selected to be part of it. So we're really fired up for that because it's making these deliveries for free. We've got the grant funding, and DoorDash is partnering to give us discounted rates, so we're able to really make these deliveries happen without the added expense to the household.
Andrew, do you feel this is something that's really, really needed in Marquette County? Have you been hearing that there's a lot of people that just can't get to the Feeding America truck or something like that? They just can't physically get there?
Yeah, I hear, you know, different stories. Everybody has their own story, but I hear a lot of people that are working that their job just doesn't give them the flexibility to go wait in a line for 2 hours at Feeding America, or the pantries close down before they're able to get off, and so they're not able to. And I hear people that live just half a mile from a pantry or Feeding America distribution, but without transportation, they're not physically able to walk there and carry a 50-pound box of food back home. So even though the resources are there, they're just not able to get it. So we hear about that quite a bit. And, you know, we're just trying to look at the community as a whole, and instead of just, you know, for food insecurity, instead of just bringing food into the community, that's great. But if people can't get it, and when they get the food, if they're not able to use it, it doesn't do any good. So we're really looking at the holistic approach to taking care of community needs and making sure that, you know, yeah, we are bringing the food into the community, but we're making sure that those people can get it, whether it's transportation issue or something else. We really just want everything that we can bring into the community to get used.